Out of the frustration and anger building among some customers of the National Broadband Network, more than 100 people attended a community forum in southwest Sydney last night to voice their concerns. One customer told The World Today that he's been waiting for a month with no indication from the NBN when it will fix his problem. David Cody reports.
Andrew Murray thought he'd be online a month ago. That's when an NBN technician hooked up his modem, but there's still no action from that little box.
I'm quite happy if it took a week to 10 days. It's now been just a little over 4 weeks as of yesterday.
And what information are you getting?
My retail service provider's been great. I can contact them, speak to a local operator. They're doing what they can, but NBN are not communicating any information to them at all.
Andrew Murray considers himself lucky, though, because he left his ADSL connection active, allowing him to keep his business running while he waits for updates.
It's pretty much essential. All my work comes in an email. I am running it off the residential service, but I also have several backups in case that were to go down. That may not be the same for everybody, unfortunately.
About 100 people gathered for a community forum about issues with the NBN in southwestern Sydney last night. The Shadow Communications Minister, Michelle Rowland, was there. She says people are not happy about NBN speeds, technicians not showing up, and the blame shifting between retail service providers and the NBN.
We had people coming along for a single reason, I think, and that is that no one is listening to them as consumers and no one is taking action on their problems.
And Michelle Rowland says there seems to be an issue with NBN taking over the hybrid fibre coaxial cables laid by Telstra.
There are clear mismanagement issues here, and this started with Malcolm Turnbull choosing to abandon a fibre rollout and instead switch to what he called a multi-technology mix.
The Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, defends the NBN rollout.
It's a complex project. I would never seek to diminish an experience that someone has had, but NBN are finding that they're getting things right first time on about 90% of occasions.
While Tony Brown, a media spokesman for NBN Co, says about 85% of NBN users are happy with their service.
The network is now being rolled out at an extraordinary pace. Last week we made 150,000 premises ready for service. It was one of our biggest ever weeks on the network. So the vast majority of people are coming on board the network on time and in the correct fashion. Unfortunately, there will be a few end users who wait longer than we'd like, but we do try and work with them and their RSPs to get them online as soon as we possibly can.
2.3 million homes and businesses are on the NBN so far. That's less than half of the places where it's available. Andrew Murray says he's heard through an internet forum that at least 6 people in his area are having similar problems. He worked as a contractor on the rollout of the Optus cable network 10 years ago, and he can't understand why the NBN is proving so difficult.
Well, I'd like to see some form of service level agreement back to the retail service providers where NBN have to report an ETA for service restoration, or at least tell them what's wrong and roughly how long it's going to take. It just gets annoying that you're in the dark all the time with it.
That's NBN customer Andrew Murray, ending David Cody's report.